Helen Netherton may still be able to purchase long-term care insurance, but at the age of 110, she still never spent a night in such a facility. She's still going strong, caring for herself and providing advice to those who want to live a century. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside. Helen Netherton is 110 years old. She still lives in her own home and cares for herself. However, she thought she needed a pet to keep her company. She called local newspaper man Terry Pearl for help.
So I called Terry. Told Terry I wanted him to put an advertisement in the paper for a bird. And Terry says, "A bird?" He says, "I'll get you a bird and a cage." And so he did. And he got a cage that's big enough for me to get in.
She still gets outside for events, such as church, with the help of someone to drive her, of course.
The minister that I go to, the church, and he says I do the congregation good if I come.
That minister says Helen is still needed here on earth, though.
I had no idea that I'd ever live this long. I can't yet understand how I've lived this long, but the preacher says I still have something to do. I don't know what it is.
She still cooks and cleans her house, but some things are more difficult.
I can't do the things that I used to do, and that aggravates me. I used to climb up a ladder and put up my own curtains.
She received 330 birthday cards when she turned 108. Now the paper prints, "No cards, please," when her birthdays are announced. She simply can't open all of the mail. At 110, she's noticed something.
People pass away pretty young anymore.
Traveling the countryside in Maysville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.